Welcome to episode 2 of the Asia Business Investor Podcast. My name is Nicholas Cameron. In episode 2, we're going to Dubai to hear more about starting businesses in Dubai and the opportunities that it does present for entrepreneurs there. We're interviewing Kishore Dumarajan, founder of Eureka Advertising and author of the book Eightstone, which is about creative thinking, a book that well represents the creative essence of doing business in Dubai at the moment. Before we move on to our interview with Kishore, I'd like to let the listeners know that our website, Asia Business Investor, is currently up, where we have listings, got a number of business opportunities in key markets such as Vietnam, China, Southeast Asia, Thailand, through to the Middle East, and the Pacific as well. Feel free to search the various listings we have on the website at the moment. You can visit the website at asiabusinessinvestor.com. There will also be some listings of existing business opportunities in Dubai at the moment. So do visit the website, and if you'd like to leave some feedback, do visit the forum sections. Now on to our interview with Kishore Dumarajan. Kishore, would like to ask about your background and how you came to set up a business in Dubai.
Yeah, sure. Actually, I am from India, but I grew up in Dubai because my parents had their business way back in the 1970s in Dubai. It was a very small village kind of place in those times. It was a fishing village, actually, Dubai. And over the years, it has grown dramatically. Everyone knows that it's one of the fastest growing cities in the world right now. But basically, the population of Dubai is still below 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have one of the highest per capita in the entire world, which is a great thing for business. You might have read in the newspapers that Dubai is building the tallest building,
yes,
which is the Burj Dubai.
Yeah.
We have the tallest hotel, which is the Burj Al Arab. We have the largest man-made islands in the world. It's called the Palm Islands. And we are building the largest theme park in the world, which is Dubai Land. And they have a project now, which is called Dubai Waterfront,
mm-hmm.
which is going to make Dubai twice as big as Hong Kong. So a lot of things are happening in Dubai. Lots of construction is going on. There's a big boom going on. There's demand for services, hospitality, in the aviation industry, in food stuff, and trading, furniture. Everything that you can think of is booming right now in Dubai. And I can speak on behalf of the advertising industry because that's the industry which I am working in. For the last 13 years, I've been working in Dubai. I started off as a copywriter with Concept, and then later on as MNC Saatchi. And then I became a creative director. And then I decided to start my own company, which is called Eureka.
Right.
We have five or six high-profile clients, quite a billing. You can say that after 1.5 years, I was able to really fly through. In my original business plan, I had three years actually for my break even, but I could do it in 1.5 years, which I think is a good thing.
That's
hiring
great.
People, putting in more machines, and every day we have presentations. For example, for tomorrow I have 2 presentations lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very hectic thing which is going on. The entire city is booming. So there's a lot of opportunity actually in Dubai right now. I think it is a perfect time to set up business in this part of the world. And the other advantages are it's a crime-free city. You hardly hear of any crimes happening here. There's no red tape. There's no discrimination, which I think is very important
mm-hmm.
because we have around 140 nationalities living in this small, tiny city. And yet, I'm yet to come across a discriminatory act, whether going to a joint or going to a government office. You don't have any kind of discrimination, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think another thing is you can start in your business in almost a week's time, which is, again, fantastic. There's no red tape. There are 2 ways of setting up a business. The number one way is to find a sponsor, which is a local UAE national.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to become his partner, and then you can register through the Dubai Chamber of Commerce. I'll give the website of the chamber. It's www.dubaichamber.ae. If you go to this site, you have all the details of how to set up a business in Dubai, all the forms and all those things. You get
mm-hmm.
the entire details. Alternatively, you can also register through a free zone. We have JAFZA, it's called JAFZA, it's www.jafza.ae. If you go to this site, you can get all the details of how to register through JAFZA, which I think is a good idea, because when it comes to a free zone, you don't need a local partner. You can own the company 100%. And everyone knows that there's no tax. It's a tax-free city, so you don't have to pay tax. Unless you're importing, and if you import through a free zone, you have a 5% tax. That's it. But you don't have an income tax. You don't have a capital tax. You don't have a wealth tax. So the tax is nil almost. And for someone setting up in Dubai, I would recommend coming through the free zone, because for as low as $10,000, you can set it as a small unit in Dubai, and then you can test the market, see how it is, and then go into the bigger, actually, business by registering outright, getting a warehouse, or setting up a factory, or having a large office. So these are the advantages of Dubai. The disadvantage is that office space is very limited to get.
Yeah.
Because it's a booming city, everyone has taken up every square feet of the space. The rent is going up. I'm paying now 3 times the rent after 3 years. So it's a 300% increase in the rent.
Wow.
So the rents are rising rapidly. But the only advantage is, because I started up just before the boom, I'm able to ride the hike in rent because of my business, which is also increasing at the same level. I mean, it's almost over the rent level, so I'm quite fine. But to a person who's coming up newly with limited funds, they have to be careful. They have to start possibly a business, an e-business, which is what you do when you register through a free zone. You don't need an office, actually. They'll give you a desk, and then you can operate from the desk. You can open an LLC, a bank account through that, and then you can start your business. Lots of Indians and Iranians are doing this through other free zones. There are actually, by a small city, and there are a couple of cities close together. As everyone knows, UAE consists of 7 emirates. They call it emirates out here. These are all actually cities, small cities. These 7 small cities form the entire country, but each emirate has got its own laws, its own rules. So the neighboring emirate, which is Sharjah, Ajman, they're all pretty cheap when compared to Dubai. They don't have the same kind of rents. In fact, when you drive 15 minutes from Dubai to Ajman, which has got possibly 30% of the cost of what you would pay in Dubai. So a lot of people, they set up in Ajman also, and then they drive to Dubai and get business, and they do the business, and then they go back to Ajman.
Well,
so
that
also happens. And there's also Ras Al Khaimah, there's Fujairah. These are places which are quite near to Dubai, maybe 30, 40 minutes drive. And the roads are pretty good, so you can reach those places quickly. Another downside which I find in Dubai is the traffic.
Yeah,
because
I've
it's
heard
a small
that
city, and it's quite famous. And because people are moving around so much, because cars are cheap and petrol is cheap, people are on the road throughout the day, and it's very difficult to reach your meeting place. Maybe if you book a couple of meetings in the day is over. So that's one downside. But then you could use more of the internet, because we have broadband freely accessible. So you could make use of that and do your business online. And if you
are there a few digital media companies setting up in Dubai now?
Oh yes. There's a city called Media City, which is exclusively for media companies. And there's a sister city which is called Internet City, the Dubai Internet City, which is exclusively for internet companies. So lots of digital companies have set up in both of these. They also have a knowledge village, which is for the education sector. But in Internet City, almost everyone is there, from Oracle to Microsoft to IBM. Everyone, all the biggies have set up in the Internet City. The advantage of these cities are they're all free zones. So you have free access to the net, whereas the rest of Dubai doesn't have free access to the net, like many sites which don't conform with the nation's religious and moral values, they will be blocked. So Skype, for example, you don't have Skype in the regular office. But if you have an office in a free zone, you can have Skype. So IP, internet telephony is another thing which is yet to reach here. But you can do it through the free zone. So those are the differences that you would come across. And
Yes.
personally, after setting up my company, after 3 years, it's almost automated because I have 14 people working for me. So they take care of all the clients. They meet, they do the meetings, they bring the work, they do the artworks, and get the releases done. So I have quite a lot of free time now. So that's why I turned my attention to one of my pet topics, which is innovation. What I
Yes,
was
yes.
discovering in my meetings was that although the advertising industry, it comes up with lots of ideas. Like, you can't survive without ideas in this industry. You need to make 15, 20 genuine ideas every day to get your business. But when you go to meet the clients, you realize that they are not so innovative. If, for example, they have to name one of their sections, they need a loyalty program, they need to name their loyalty program, they would find it very difficult to do that. Whereas from an agency's point of view, it could be done in 5 minutes. So I kept thinking, why are we so different from the clients that they're meeting? Then I realized that we were automatically using some techniques in the advertising industry. So I spent almost 1.5 years trying researching those techniques. What are the techniques that we are using, which the corporate world doesn't use? And I was able to distill it down to 8 specific techniques by which we are creating ideas. Another thing is I'm dead against brainstorming because brainstorming is one of those activities which every corporation in the world is doing, and I find it to be very ineffective because it's a very random activity. There's no method in a brainstorming session. People sit around on a conference table, they try to think up ideas, they try to trigger off ideas, but there's no proper method. So what I did is I sat down and I formed the 8-step brainstorming, which I named 8STORM. And if you Google for 8STORM, you can see that it's become quite popular over the net. In fact, if you log on to www.eighstorm.com, which is www.8storm.com, you can get lots more of details about the book. So the 8 specific techniques which I am using, the initial letters form INNOVATE, which is innovate. Now, what is I? I is interrogate or asking smarter questions. The next N is navigate or look for ideas from other fields. And the next N is nuptial or combining old ideas to form new ideas. Then we have O, which is overturn, when the whole world zigzag. And the V is visualize, try to get ideas through visuals. And then the A is accelerate or rapid thinking. And then we have transcend or going beyond the obvious. And the last one, E, is entertain or laugh your way to an idea. Actually, the book is quite short, so just 120 pages long. You can finish it in one sitting in approximately 20 minutes. You can read it, but the message is going to stay with you for a long time. Because each of these techniques, they have been taken from our real life experiences. Like, we use entertain a lot when we get a brief from a client to come up with a new idea. For example, it could be a mobile vendor. He's trying to get more ideas on how to sell more mobiles through his retail outlets. So what we do is we try to crack jokes about the whole thing. You might find it funny, but what happens is once we start joking about this thing, we go off on a tangent. We are unconsciously using lateral thinking. We are not going in the linear form, like as you would be knowing. Most of the things that we do in a single day is done linearly. Like, you get up in the morning, you take a shower, you take your car, you drive to work. These are all linear things. And we have been taught to think linearly. Like, when we were in school, we were doing our essays, which has got a logic, which is very linear. The problem with creative thinking is it's not linear. It is lateral. And we have the great Edward D. Bono, who taught us about lateral thinking. He's got his own techniques. But these techniques which we are using have been formulated from our own end. So entertain is laughing your way to an idea. And then if you want, I can start off with interrogate, explain what interrogate is. Interrogate is all about asking smart questions. or asking questions for which you don't have any answer. Like if you have a problem, if you work in the banking industry and you're trying to find out more ideas on how to sell more credit cards, mm-hmm. you should be asking questions for which you have no answer. You shouldn't be asking the obvious questions like, how can we sell more credit cards, which is an obvious question, and it will get you a dumb answer. But you need to ask a more smarter questions so that you get a smarter answer. There's another technique which we have been using throughout the diving
did you,
industry.
How did you think that using your technique, your creative idea, is that something that's come out because you have been in Dubai and there's just so much sort of creativity in business going on at the moment?
You could say so, because Dubai is a very unique city in that it's just 30 years old. It's a baby, actually. And yet the advertising industry is churning out work, which is pretty good. Like mm-hmm. 10 years ago, we had work which was really, really bad. People used to see the work here. They used to compare it with the work which was coming out from India and the other places. And they used to say, oh, Dubai is doing such rubbish work. But what happened is, in 10, 15 years, the industry has grown so fast. It's been able to attract talent from South Africa. Now you meet creators from South Africa, from Australia, New Zealand. All the good guys, all the famous creative directors from London, they're all coming over to Dubai. I think it could be because of the kind of remuneration that you're getting, and also because it's a tax-free city. Plus, one creative director told me he came here from all the way from UK just because he wanted to drive a Range Rover. Like, it's unimaginable for him to drive a Range Rover in the UK, and here an average person can afford a Range Rover, and plus you can fill it up, like the gas is so cheap, you can just fill it up and you can go
for for American listeners, it's the gas guzzling SUV, right?
So people are quite happy to be here, and once people come over here, they get addicted to the entire city because it's so fine. I mean, I have yet to come across serious problems in the city. It's quite cool out here, and the opportunities are great. Even for people who are working,
mm-hmm.
I just shifted over from an employee to an employer just 3 years ago, so I've seen both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You might have small problems, like you might end up working for a very rude boss, but that can happen in any city, not just in Dubai. And then you need to find your way out and then and get a better boss or start out your own and do something so that you have better prospects.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, that's the whole city in a nutshell.
So what's next for you, do you think?
Actually, I'm trying to get more of seminars because I think there's a big slot out there which can be filled. Like if you go to Google and if you Google for brainstorming guru, the first name which comes up is my name. That's I think that's because that's a niche which is yet to be taken. There are lots of lifestyle gurus. There are sports gurus. You know, there's a guru for almost anything. But I think no one thought of a brainstorming guru. So consciously, I seem to be the number one guy out here in this.
Oh, that's brilliant!
Sector.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I'm excited about is I've done quite a few seminars out here, and the response has been great to that. And now I'm trying to tie up with the government itself to bring an innovation program so that we can teach innovation at the top level in management, like the private companies and government departments. We can catch the heads of the departments and teach them these innovation methods. Have an innovation program, which doesn't exist. They just have suggestion programs, so that every employee in the entire organization can come up with ideas. We can use these ideas to improve the productivity and things like that. So, quite an interesting phase for me, from employee to employer, and now to a brainstorming group.
Great.
So things are moving.
Okay. Thanks for your time today, Kishore.
Yeah. Thanks, Jason. Thank you so much.
That's the end of our second interview for Asia Business Investor Podcast. If you'd like to go ahead and check through some of the existing business opportunities and investment opportunities there are in Dubai, please visit our website at www.asiabusinessinvestor.com. Thanks for your time.